Welcome everybody, Shin number 1098. We're learning today L'nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zizel. L'nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and L'Rafur Shalema Sarah Fega Bas Leina Chama. Getting back to our Malacha of Zareya planting. So we spoke about the last couple of Shirim in reference to, is one allowed to open up a window, a curtain, Venetian blind, whatever the case might be, in order to get some sunshine or to get some fresh air. So the mice, we said it would be no problem as long as you have a couple of conditions. Number one, you're not doing it for the item itself. You're not doing it for the plants themselves. And because I'm doing it for me. I want fresh air. I'm doing it for me. I want light in the room. Number one. Number two, that the plants are not, right by the windowsill. They're a little bit further away or they're somewhere in the room. Not badafka right on the windowsill per se. Okay, so now the question is the other way a little bit. Let's say I want to close the window, right? It's cold. The room is cold, but not for me. I'm doing a bedafka for the plants. Or let's say I want to close the curtain. The sun is shining on, or it's very hot, and it's sort of like hurting the plants. It's detrimental for the growth. So therefore, by me closing the window and stopping the cold air from coming in onto the plants, the cold air is blowing on the plants, and therefore it's sort of like stunting its growth. So if I close the window, it's sort of like helping the growth of the plants. Or if I close the shade, it cools it down. It's not so hot. It's going to help the growth of the plants. Am I allowed to do that? But I'm doing it. The problem is over here that I'm doing it for the plants and not for me, because the plants are right there. But I'm doing it the other way. I'm closing the window. I'm closing the curtain, or so on. So the safer Kovitz Halachas from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita brings down, Shbigazuntenstag brings down, interesting, he brings down on page Tuf Reish Chof Tes, that V'chein Lizgar HaChaloin, to close a window, Taurus is like a curtain or whatever, K'dei L'hogin Alehem Min HaKor, to protect the plants from the cold and so on, Gam Kein Osir would be Taka Osir. Okay, so now the question is, what's going on? Because Lamaisa, I have in mind the plants. I have in mind the plants over here. So, L'chaira, if it's a two-way street, but Lamaisa, I'm doing it so that it's not detrimental to the plants. He brings down also, does the Sefer Shabbos home on page 239. He says, what about covering plants? Because, again, we're dealing with right now the issue of protecting the plants. Let's say covering the plants. He brings down Taka will be Osir also. It's forbidden to cover plants to protect them from damage or deterioration. For example, like the heat of the sun or the cold. So when I cover the plants, right, if I put a cover on the plants, I'm not doing it for me. Nobody covers plants for themselves. They might close the window because it's cold in the room. Possibly you could tie into that. But over here, if I cover the plants, so that would Taka be Osir. To protect the plants from damage or deterioration, because by doing that, Lamaisa, you're helping its growth. But he does say, does this Shabbos home? However, he says, interesting, that however, one may cover plants before the sun rises. Let's say, for example, okay, so if it's cold, right, so then we have a problem. If it's hot, or the sun is beating down on it, too much or whatever, so then it's taka problem to cover the plants. But he says, however, one may cover the plants before the sun rises, right? If I know it's going to be a very hot day, fine. So right now it's nice, it's cool, it's not so sunny, whatever the case is. So if I put a cover on the plants now, and I know the sun in 2 hours, the sun will be very hot, whatever the case is, it's going to beat down, it's going to be too hot for the plants. So if I put it on there now, so again, you're running into a question of a grumma, where it's going to happen with a time delay, indirectly, and so on. So he says, since they are not yet being damaged, right now nothing is really taking place, right? He brings this down, Taka, from the Shmir Shabbos Kehelchasa. He also from the Shalos HaShivas Har Tzvi, which we quoted last time from the Sefer Klalim, Lamaisa, if that's the case. So Lamaisa, be, as I say in English, short and sweet. If something is being taken place right now, we saw in the Sefer from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, we saw also from the Sefer Shabbos Home brings on, is something same place now, it's too hot, too cold, whatever, to do an action to cover the plants, protect the plants themselves, and that's what I'm doing it for, so lemaisa, that is not allowed to be done. But if I know, again, it's going to be some sort of a grumma, time delay, or so on, and then I cover the plants like this in 2 hours, the sun, or whatever the case is, or I know it's going to get cold in 2 hours, or whatever the case is, so that's what he says. However, one may cover plants before the sun rises, since they are not yet being damaged. Okay, by the way, I just want to read the Lashon from, in English actually, from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. They bring it down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Perek Chaf Vav Ha'ara, or Ois, actually 9 Tes. He says like this, one must not place a covering over plants in a nursery, or whatever type of plants, doesn't have to be a dafka nursery, but lemaisa, to place a covering over plants in a nursery, or to remove such a covering. The same thing would be to remove such a covering, since this is done to help the plants grow. Again, we're not doing it for ourselves, we're doing it simply to help the plants grow, whether it's either covering the plants or uncovering the plants. Because the bottom line is, as we've spoken about way back in the beginning, any type of action that's done to enhance the growth of the plants would not be allowed. All the other cases where we spoke about with the opening up the whether it's the window, or you could even meet the door l'chayr, but again depending on how close they are to the door, but opening up the curtains or so, and all these other cases, those were cases again specifically whereby I'm doing it for myself because I want the air, I want the sunlight. But these cases that we're talking about now in reference to covering the plants or uncovering the plants, it doesn't make a difference. The plants are in the flower pot, the non-flower, but that's not the issue. The issue is that I'm doing an action to enhance the growth of the plants, and that's what I have in mind to do. I'm not doing it for me because it doesn't help me if I cover the plants. It doesn't help me if I uncover the plants. Okay, just in the ha'ara of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he does say, Aval Imre Gilin Tamid Bavoide Kazu, if a person does this like constantly all the time, they'll cover and uncover in a case in time whereby we said if it's before the sun comes out or before it gets cold or whatever, I know in 2 hours it'll get cold, or in 2 hours the sun will come out, so therefore I cover it. So we said in those cases it's easy, but he said if somebody does this constantly, this is what they do every Shabbos, Mestaba the Aser, then we'll talk about the Aser. He brings down Afilum Oisepulose Limnoya Sakilkal Lifnei Boyu, before the kilkel, before the damaging effect, like the sun or whatever, actually comes. And once in a while, you can rely on it, but not to do this on a constant basis. One more quick thing brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home, that spraying in insecticide. These sprays to protect the plants from bugs or whatever. So it's taka osur. It's forbidden to spray insecticide on growing plants because, again, these are parts of... these are all different ways of, enhancing the growth, protecting the plants, and so on. So to go ahead and spray these insecticides, these special sprays on the plants, to protect them from bugs, from eating them, or whatever. So he brings them that would takabi osur to do. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tuv.